Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Hello. As we chat today, we're going to talk about what is the difference between personal representative, executor, and administrator in probate. While going through probate with Dorsey's Realty, a personal representative, executor, administrator are all the roles involved in administration of an estate after someone passes away. While their primary responsibilities are similar, there are some key differences between them. Let's go through each one individually. Number one. Administrator. An administrator is also known as administratrix, which is a female. A female is administratrix. It's similar to an executor, but is appointed by the court when there is no valid will. I mean, it's intestate estate. It's intestate. Or when the appointed executor is unable or unwilling to fulfill the duties. The administrator's role is essentially the same as the executor, which involves managing the estate, paying debts and taxes, and distributing assets according to the laws of the intestacy of the court's instructions. Number two, personal representative. The term is used in some jurisdictions, such as Florida, to refer to the person responsible for administering an estate. The personal representative may be designated in the descendant's will or appointed by the court. If there's no will, their main duty is to gather the assets of the estate, pay any debts or taxes owed, and distribute the remaining assets to the beneficiary or heirs according to the will or state law. And number three, the executor. An executor is an individual specifically named in a person's will to carry out the instructions outlined in the will. The deceased person appoints the executor during their lifetime and upon their death. The executor role becomes effective. The executor responsibility typically includes filing the will with the probate court, managing the assets, paying the debts and taxes, and distributing the assets to the beneficiaries as stipulated in the will. So to go back over, the key distinction lies in how each role is established. An executor is named in the will, while a personal representative and administrator are either designated by the court or appointed based on state laws where there is no will. Ultimately, all three roles share a common objective of handling the estate affairs and ensuring the proper distribution of assets to the beneficiary or heirs. Dorsey's Realty disclaimer. This information provided herein is intended for general information purposes only and is not intended to serve as legal advice. The real estate agent broker does not provide legal services or act as a legal representative. The content of this disclaimer is subject to change without notice and may not affect the most current legal developments. You know, contact an attorney for legal matters or concerns. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.